Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget, babe, the name is Charlie.
Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys again for listening in to the show. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Have a great show lined up for you today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, and please do call in to the show if you want to weigh in on today's topic. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call CPA on Duty. They're a professional tax and accounting firm that can help you with your personal taxes, your personal accounting, your corporate taxes, your corporate accounting, and in any way that you need. So give them a call, 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. CPA on Duty, your professional tax and accounting firm. Now, guys, please forgive me if I, you know, if I have a spell on the phone. I'm trying to get over this, whatever I have caught up in my throat and my chest that, I told you guys yesterday I've been refinishing a piece of furniture, and I believe some of the sand and particles got in my system, so I'm having a little trouble with my voice, but my wife told me that I'm catching a cold or whatever, but I think it's the sand and particles that got in my system and making it hard for me to talk sometimes. I think my voice is pretty good today, excuse me, based on yesterday. If I don't get too excited, I'll be okay. Right now, I believe I'm okay. I'm drinking a little water here, and so right now my voice sounds okay. It's not usual, but it's not normal, but it sounds okay. If it sounds bad to you, please let me know, and I'll try to get another host in on the show. But I'm going to do the best I can. I'll be with you for the next half hour. And again, thanks for listening to the show. Now, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. So if you are on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there. Type in 1982 Astros Alumni. And the show page should come up there. Go ahead and send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend. And that way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show. They usually come in about a half hour to 45 minutes before the show. It'll give you an idea of what the show's going to be about and a few tidbits from the show. That way, you'll never miss an episode if you don't want to, okay? So, again, guys, sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Call in number to the show is 818-301-5834, okay? Today's show, just a quick note, on tomorrow is Free For All Friday. It's Friday, it's free, and you guys, the show is open up to you. You can call into the show, talk about whatever you want, whoever you want, that's it. All lines will be open for your calls, so join us tomorrow for Free For All Friday. And call into the show. Yeah, even if you just want to call in and say hello to me, I appreciate that as well. And that's fine too. But Free For All Friday on tomorrow at 6:30. All right. Now, today's show, guys, grabbed this from the last few days. I said I wanted to do a show about this. I'm writing an article actually on this topic, and I'm going to publish it, and I'll let you guys know where you guys can find it, can find the article. I'm also going to put it on my website, so you guys can grab it from there. But today's show is called That Step Between Dating and Marriage. And the step that I'm talking about between dating and marriage, the step that a lot of people don't want to talk about or that's never talked about. People talk about marriage and how you should handle your marriage and when you get married, the early part of marriage, and and how to keep your marriage going and all this stuff. And but that you know, and when you're dating, that's the actual first step towards marriage, the dating step. That's where you find out how a guy's going to treat you, you know, if you guys are compatible and things like that. But that step after dating, between marriage, is called being a fiancé. And that step is hardly ever talked about in books, talk shows, whatever. The step of being a fiancé is always overlooked. So I wanted to talk about that. And like I said, I'm writing an article on that as we speak. I'm going to publish that article real soon. So look out for that. But 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, the stage of being a fiancé. I don't care if you're a fiancé for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 8 years, whatever it is, you know, being a fiancé is an important part of going on to that, you know, it's like being on the doorstep of the house, being on at the front doorstep of the house, having your hand on the knob, getting ready to turn the knob and walk into the house. When you turn the knob and walk into the house, that's marriage, okay? So you're standing on the front steps of the house, getting ready to turn the knob to go into marriage. This step is the most critical part of becoming married. And the reason I say that is because I believe that when you're a fiancé, when you're in that stage of your relationship, this stage here is tells you about your marriage and how your marriage is going to be. So that's why it's so critical. A lot of people miss this step, and their marriage falls apart. It falls apart early in the marriage. It may fall apart a little later in the marriage. But usually, if you miss this step, your marriage will fall apart very early in the game. And I know people that have gotten married. Just like, take for instance, a celebrity marriage. Was Kim Kardashian and the guy that played with the play basketball, Humphries. Those guys were married for maybe a week, and then she didn't want to be married anymore. That's because they missed that stage between dating and marriage. They missed that fiance stage. They didn't take any time in between dating and marriage to get to know each other, to understand each other, or even to live with each other. Now, that's something that I did, you know, before I got married, in between marriage. When I was a fiancé, I wanted to live with my now wife. I wanted to live with my fiancé before we got married. And we lived together for about a year before we got married. That way, we were able to understand each other. We were able to learn about each other. We were able to learn. She was able to learn my habits. I was able to learn her habits. I learned what she liked, what she didn't like. She learned what I liked, what I didn't like. Those are things that are very important before marriage. Because if you don't take that step and say you're dating and then he pops the question, then you're a fiancé. So you say, we're gonna get married in 6 months. Are we going to get married in a year? But you guys don't live together. So you don't find out those intimate details that you need to know if you were living together. And that way, so that means that you didn't live together. So at the end of those 6 months, or at the end of that year, you guys got married. When you got married, then now you got to live together. Now you have to get into learning what his likes are and what his dislikes are. And he has to learn what your dislikes are and what your likes are. And if that didn't sit well, now this doesn't apply to every person because some people are different, of course. So so some people can get married within 6 months or a year, and not live together, and they marriage go on, and they, you know, marry, and they, you know, be married for 40, 50 years, and it works. So I'm not saying that it can't work. I'm just saying the probability of the marriage working goes way down when you don't when you don't live together and understand each other's ins and outs before you get married. Marriage is a big step. So if you don't understand that stuff and you don't live together, your chances go way down of your marriage surviving. And if you get married without doing these things, then, you know, you're making a huge mistake. And that's exactly what happened to the Kardashian and Humphrey guy. That's exactly what happened to them. They found out that they didn't really like each other once they got married, because now they got to live together, and they didn't understand each other. So their marriage fell apart. And that happens to everybody, not just them. I was just giving you an example of someone that's high in there. So call into the show, 818-301-5834. I have a listener up on the show right now from the 404 area code area. The first three digits are 328. I'm going to put that caller on the show. Caller, you're on the show with Frank Williams. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing very well.
So let me get this straight. Are you saying that if you don't shack up before you get married, you have a likelihood that your marriage won't work? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Your statistics, your favorability of having a long and lasting marriage goes way down when you don't live together before marriage.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just trying to understand if that's what you were promoting. Okay. Well, all right. That's an interesting opinion.
Well, thank you for calling in, and keep listening to the show. Now, guys, like I said, do call into the show, 818-301-5834. Call in, weigh in on the subject. That step between dating and marriage is what we're talking about, the fiancé part of your relationship. And like I said, you know, and a lot of people, you know, they freak out on this part. And like I said, when I got married, or when I was in this stage of my relationship, my mother-in-law was so upset about us living together before we got married. But I understand that. A lot of people are, you know, I feel like that's kind of old-fashioned these days, especially. I mean, I've been married for almost 24 years now. It'll be 24 in October. But I think that's kind of old-fashioned. That was 24 years ago. She was upset about it then, but she got over it. And but I think now she understands that by doing that, been able to have a happy marriage. And I don't want to throw anybody's business out there, but I know people close to me that got married without doing the fiancé step that I'm talking about, and not even a year later, about a year later, the husband and wife were busted apart. And I can go back. I can almost see it like it was yesterday. He'd get up in the middle of the evening, maybe 8, 9 o'clock, grab his keys and walk out the door, gone for a few hours, and she doesn't know where he's going, where he's going to, or what he's doing, because he didn't say anything to her about leaving. But that's what he did as a single guy. That's what he did as a single guy. So when he started, you know, when they got married and were living together, he had that same lifestyle. Get up, grab his keys, and go. She didn't know where he was. Now, and they fight about that when he got back. Where were you? You can't just get up and walk out of here and I don't know where you're going there, yada, 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 yada. And she was right. But she may not have gotten involved with him or gotten married to him if they had gone through the fiancé step and lived together. And she would have found out then that that's what he does. He jumps up, grabs his keys, and walk out without saying anything. And she probably would have nipped that in the bud before they got married. Or they may not have ever gotten married. And they wouldn't have gone through all the stuff of getting a divorce and, you know, and walking away from each other and having to start over again. That's all that I'm, excuse me, guys. That's all that I'm trying to help you guys to prevent is a way of not hurting each other or not hurting other people. Some people dump a lot of money out for people to get married and for weddings and things like that, and they fall apart because this step was missed in the relationship. And I don't know, you know, I a lot of stuff I say, people may kind of construe it and say that, you know, I don't know if Frank really knows what he's talking about. But usually when I break it down, because I know when someone maybe was on my show page, I look going on my show page, looking at my show notes and wondering what in the world is he talking about, that step between dating and marriage. A lot of people probably didn't know what that step is. So now that I'm announcing it and I'm talking about it and I'm kind of dissecting it, now people understand exactly what I'm talking about. If you know exactly what I'm talking about, call into the show. Say, Frank, I know exactly what you're talking about. Send me a message. Send me an email. Say, Frank, I know exactly what you're talking about. That was a great show. That's exactly what you need to talk about to some of these young kids today. 818-301-5834. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And weigh in on today's topic. Now, tomorrow, like I said, guys, it's Free Fall Friday. Call into the show and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Okay? Now, again, we're talking about the fiancé stage or step within your relationship before you get married. Very important. I know that, like I was talking to someone today, and they were saying you may not like it because when you're living together, you find out that he's a big snorer, or he passed gas in the bed, and he passed gas while you're sitting there on the sofa watching TV. You know, he doesn't try to get up and walk to the bathroom and relieve himself, he leaves the toilet seat up, or she snores and she passes gas right in front of you. I mean, ladies do that too now. Don't get me wrong, and that kind of stuff is something that you find out when you live together in that step right there before marriage. And if you can't deal with that, if you can't deal with that smell that he lets out when he's sitting on the couch there and you guys are living together in that fiancé part of your marriage, then you got to say something about it. You got to say, man, I can't live with you if you're going to be, you know, just passing gas in my face and not even thinking about it, whatever. That's something that may happen while you're a fiancé, before you get married. And you find out these kind of things before you get married. So, you may love the guy and all this jazz, and he's great, and physically he's great and doing this and doing that. But there's a lot more to it than just the physical part of a relationship. As the physical part of a relationship really, really being truthful with you. It's very important, but it's not really a big piece of the puzzle. Okay, although it's important, it's very important. Now, don't get me wrong, it's very, very important. But I'm just saying, it's not as important as some of the mental things and that you deal with when trying to figure out your partner, okay? And that's just being a fiancé. And you gotta find these things out before you jump into marriage, because if you don't, it's going to be a tough, tough, tough road. Believe me, guys. I've seen it. I've seen it a lot of times, and it'll get you. It'll get you, and you'll be hurt from some of the things that happen if you jump into a marriage and don't understand this step of your relationship. So, sit down and if you don't believe me, that's okay. But sit down and talk to someone that's older than you, that's experienced in marriage, or been married a little while. Sit down and talk to them. Ask them what they did in that step of their relationship. Ask them what did they do? How did things turn out? I was talking to my teenage daughter today about this same thing. She asked me what was my show going to be about today, and I told her, and I explained to her what I was going to be talking about. So she listened, she nodded her head, because that's exactly what I want her to understand. That way she won't make that mistake. I mean, I can't make her do anything, but hopefully she'll take my advice. And she'll try to make her relationship work that way, because I don't want her to be hurt, of course. But if she does this, I believe that'll save so many, not just her, but that'll save so many other people, not just men, but men and women as well. So take that, guys, and ladies, take that and figure that out and understand it. Keep that in the back of your mind when you know someone that may be getting ready to get married. They may be in that part of their relationship right now. Sit down and talk to them about it. I got about 1 minute left in the show, guys. Thank you for listening to the show. I really do appreciate you guys. I hope you have a safe evening. I hope you have a great day at work tomorrow. I know it's Friday, it's the last day, and hope you guys have a great day at work tomorrow. I hope you have a great weekend. Remember, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Good night. All the time that I left you home.